everybody. It's Motivation Monday. Wait. Yes, it is Monday.
Yes, it is.
It's actually Monday. We've been recording this on every other day but Monday. And now it's finally Monday, and we're happy to be with you. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm joined by...
Jen Gluckow.
We are the authors, writers, speakers on Sell or Die, the greatest sales podcast and personal development podcast on the planet.
That's right. And we're here today with a very important topic. It's about your brain.
Yeah. Well, it's about your vacation. And it's about your brain when it's on vacation. So let's talk about that. But before we get started, I think we have a couple of things we got to do here on Motivation Monday.
So, guys, if you're watching, like, say hello. We want to know who's here.
Yeah, this is the Facebook Live.
And a lot of the times we ask you where you're watching from.
But we don't really care.
We totally care. Because then you name a restaurant in their area that you know and they know. And,
okay, that's cool. Yeah, so. Okay,
but today, instead of asking where you're from, we want to know what you're grateful for. We did this in our team meeting this morning.
It was pretty nice.
And it was really fun. We did one work thing and one personal thing that you are grateful for. And we want to know what you're grateful for. So, hey, Mike Brooks, whoever else is out there, pop it in there. Like, what are you grateful for?
I'm grateful to Facebook for taking down that fake account of mine last night.
Yes, there was this crazy troll who was pretending to be Jeffrey.
Posted
Jeffrey's picture with one of his books and started messaging people that Jeffrey doesn't even know, but that friends of ours know. And it got back to us. And within Facebook was really good about it. Like, I reported it, a bunch of people reported it. But then just about maybe 5 minutes after we reported it from your account, they took it down.
Yeah.
And that was a pro tip from Ken Walls. So thank you, Ken, if you're out there and listening.
Shout out.
Yep.
Shout out Ken Walls.
And you have to protect your identity online. You have to be vigilant about it and make sure no one's taking advantage of your identity.
I didn't know that I was that worthy of a troll.
Oh, that's
a
compliment. You totally are. Like, yeah, it's crazy. So Mike Brooks is grateful for the Sell or Die podcast.
Oh, what an ass kisser. Okay, cool.
Chris says, that wasn't you messaging me about the Eagles?
No, very funny. Oh, my God. The Eagles took a shit pounding yesterday. It was not even a game. I couldn't watch anymore.
Oh yeah, he went in the other room.
It became unbearably embarrassing.
Oh no.
Well, I mean, you lose to a good team like the Saints, but we got killed.
So, in other news, Matt is grateful to live in the greatest country on the planet, USA. I love it, Matt.
Cool.
That's very well done, Matt.
So, you're not moving to Canada after all?
And Meredith is here. Hey, Meredith, we're going over what we're grateful for, since it's Thanksgiving week.
So, I'd also like to know, are you going away for the week between Christmas and New Year's, or are you taking a family holiday for Thanksgiving? Where are you going? Where are you traveling to? And when you tell me you're going to go see your in-laws or your outlaws, are you driving or are you flying?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I want to know. And if you're driving or flying, if you're driving or flying, how far are you going? Because this is the busiest travel week of the year. It's busier than Christmas.
Yeah.
People come home for Thanksgiving. They don't come home for Christmas. Mm. Now they can Zoom US on Christmas.
What? People go home for Christmas.
Not like they do for Thanksgiving.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, the U.S. Census
Alex,
Bureau
Alex, you going
says,
home for Christmas?
I'm going home for both.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, there that's because he's from the Midwest. You can't judge it
Justin
by Alex.
Justin is driving from St. Louis to Pittsburgh for Turkey Day. Cool.
Whoa, that's a punishment.
It's going to be brutal. Just as cold,
it's
actually.
It's not that bad. It's actually not that far.
Chris is driving back to Jersey. We don't know where you're driving from.
Yeah, but that's okay. You're driving back to Jersey. That's like another punishment.
Oh, man. All right. So, Doug, do we have a 5-star review to read?
Oh, we do.
Yes, it's something we're always thankful for. Your 5-star reviews on iTunes. It helps us climb the rankings and basically show up for some other salespeople to find us. This one comes from Joey Dimes 88. Joey writes, I listen to Jeffrey and Jen every morning on my way to appointments. It keeps my confidence level high and psychs me up to follow through. I love the content and the guests. Best sales podcast by far. Keep it up.
Cool. Joey Dimes.
Well, there you go. Joey Dimes. We're going to turn those into dollars this year.
Oh, yeah. We are grateful for your review. So thank you. Thank you.
And if you listen to Doug, you ever hear that old expression that you have a face for radio? Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you going to drop that one on me?
No. I don't know how old it is.
Doug has a face for podcasting. This is like the brand
that's,
new.
That's derisive,
that means
right?
he couldn't be like on video.
What do you mean? He could easily be on video. All he has to do is come in and show up.
I'm actually Doug Video in Jeffrey's phone. I found that out.
You are Doug Video.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to go down another route because I'm not sure we like that one. Let's talk about today's topic.
Okay, cool. So in your, please turn in your prayer book. to page number, lesson number 8 in the Napoleon Hill Truthful Living book, which if my eyesight fails me, and it does oftentimes, is page, what the hell page
Let me
is
see.
It? 105.
Okay.
All right, page 105 in Truthful Living, which you can order today on Amazon.com.
Thank you.
You know what?
Let's
pop that link right in there. Our man behind the scenes, Alex Vang, is going to be popping that in. By the way, you kept thanking me yesterday on your other Facebook Live, and it was really all Alex. I have to give him the credit. It showed up as my name, but really it was
so
Alex.
So you didn't do shit?
Is no, I did saying? Some things, but...
You were saying, way to go, Alex. That's very... Okay, cool. So here's the deal. Lesson number 8 is time, the most precious thing in the world.
Mm.
Now, everyone has a definition of time, their own time, but now this is the season to be jolly. This is like ho-ho-hoville. I wrote a few years ago, like... Why isn't that all the time? Why do you only have to be jolly from, I think they start Christmas earlier every year. This year.
Yeah, it started like the first week in November.
No, it was Halloween.
Oh, yeah, it was Halloween.
It was crap out for Christmas and Halloween.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming next year, 4th of July is going to morph right into
exactly,
Christmas.
Exactly.
But think about, this is the season. It's the giving season. It's the receiving season.
Receiving phone calls season.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
It's the North Lake Mall Apple Store receiving season.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, so I put in this chapter at the very beginning. I don't rewrite Napoleon Hill's words. This is just Truthful Living is Napoleon Hill's first writings. But I'm an annotator. So I put in the White Rabbit slogan from Alice Through the Looking Glass, where he said, I'm late. For a very important date. No time to say hello, goodbye. I'm late. It's Alice's Adventures in Wonderland by Lewis Carroll in the 1880s.
Mm.
And we're still in that situation. We're still late. We still have the important dates. We're still hustling to get from here to there. And we don't take the time to have a really great feeling about coming and going. So I'm going to challenge you with that first. And Jen... We're on our way to, and I don't want to drop any names because it's really inconvenient when people use throwaway lines to get from where you're going to where you are. But we're going to Fiji tonight.
Mm-hmm.
It's an island in the South Pacific somewhere.
It's like as far.
Oh yeah,
as
you
be.
Can't get any further than that. If you go any further than that, if there's a sign there that says Earth ends mile and a half.
If you need 20,000 American airline miles,
that is
it's a great place to go.
So we're cashing in we need our miles to get to be executive platinum, and make no bones about it. There's no second class in American. You're either executive platinum or you're shit. One of those two things. They have levels, but I promise you the levels are horrible. You're either at the top or you're near the bottom. And they don't care.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want to say it in a way that would harm us in our explicit radio, but they have a slogan there that you're just a fucking number. And I think that's how, because every time I call, they go, what's your number? Like, if you don't have your number, like, you're screwed. Okay.
Yeah.
So luckily, I have Jen. Mm. Jen, who has my number memorized.
I know his number.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine has an M in it. That's
yeah,
all I know.
It does. It does.
So the challenge then is, how are you taking the time to your advantage? How are you taking the Thanksgiving holiday, the time in between, the sales opportunities, the Christmas holiday, the week between Christmas and New Year's? What are you doing to capitalize on that time that you have? And Napoleon Hill, in his book, The Most Precious Thing in the World, in his book, Truthful Living, which you can see, hold up, book, has a dozen pages on what do you do with your time? How do you dedicate your time? How do you allocate your time? And it's refreshing to read something 100 years old that arguably in 8 pages, the best piece of time management information you'll ever read.
So before we get to like vacation time, I want to talk about the value of spare minutes and spare time.
Yep.
Because I am the biggest utilizer of the minute, not just like the New York minute, but the minute. So meaning that like if I'm sitting in my car waiting for someone to come out, you know, I'm picking them up or whatever, like I'm sitting in my car on my iPad working, getting something productive done. Or if I'm walking the dogs, I'm not just walking the dogs. I'm listening to a podcast or a course and I'm learning. You know, I'll sit at, people make fun of me when I go to the hair salon, but you know, I get very gray. And wearing a hat. Okay, guys, it's covering up the gray.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's like a 3-hour.
I'm covering up mine as well. I covered it up with my skull.
So it's like a 3-hour process, and I don't just sit there idly and chat with, you know, the guy. Like, I'm friendly, obviously, but I'm on my computer getting stuff done almost the entire time. And, you know, for people who say like, oh, I don't have time for that, I'm too busy, it's how you're using your time.
No argument. Let me add to that. In Orison Swett Marden's epic book called He Who Thinks He Can, the copy I have is from the John Patterson Library. John Patterson, the guy who created the cash register revolution at NCR. One of the passages that he underlined is, never underestimate the value of spare minutes.
There you go.
And this is a timeless piece of information that most people don't take advantage of. They'll twiddle their thumbs or they'll flip quarters rather than take advantage of the 5 minutes that you've got.
Your first challenge this week, diehards, is to figure out how are you really using your time? You know, like we all say we're busy, and we are busy. We're busy people in this world.
No, you are not busy.
Are you on your phone looking at Instagram or, you know, scrolling through videos or whatever? Or could you be using your time in a different way, especially that spare time while you're waiting on other things to happen?
Concur.
Okay, so the great Mark Gassert is here. I just want to announce that to everybody. So, hey, Mark,
I'm glad you're here.
We were concerned because you weren't here when we
started. We couldn't find you.
But we're so glad you're here. And Allison, we're glad you're here as well.
So there's a bunch of people on right now. And I want to talk about, if you're thinking about taking time for the holiday, wherever you go, maybe it's a 4-day weekend, maybe it's a month. Napoleon Hill says, a vacation reasonable in length, sane and intelligent in its use, is the most profitable part of your working year, adding years to your life and efficiency to the hardworking days. In other words, it's not just R&R, rest and relaxation. It's get your mind in gear and use that period of time where you're not being beat upon for something that's, quote, urgent, so that you can get to what is important in your life and start to clearly think about it and take notes. You're already bringing your computer along with you. You have your smartphone. Text yourself every idea that you get. And don't fail to record those things the minute that they occur, or you'll lose them forever.
So when I was going through the book,
This
was one of those quotes that I literally retyped on my phone. I'm like, Jeffrey, you got to read this one. Because I was so excited about it because I can totally relate to it. The minute my meetings shut off and my brain goes in vacation mode and it's more relaxed is when I get some of the best ideas.
I totally agree.
So I think it even says like the brain, does it say the brain never gets idle or something like
Here
that?
Here we go. I'll read you the rest of the quote.
There's more.
Do not, however, imagine that a reasonable vacation means a vacation free from thought. The brain never gets tired. Now, come on. This is 100-year-old advice that if you don't take this advice today, I'm coming to your house personally and kicking you in the groin, and that's final.
Yes, Doug.
Something that I've really been working on the past.
Doug just raised his hand.
he wanted to chime in. He needed to know.
That's radio. I was signaling to you to toss to me.
Right.
I got it.
But we pulled back the curtain there. That's good.
There we go.
So something that I've been working on the past few weeks, and it goes right along with this, is clearly delineating my leisure time from my productive work time, because I found that those two areas, especially on the weekend, were starting to blend, and it's like bad sleep.
Yes. Plain sleep.
Right. I wasn't having fun leisure time, and I wasn't having productive work time. So I said, okay, I'm going to separate these two so that I'm rested, ready for the next week, but I'm also getting some things done.
Love that.
Let's talk about it in the real world. We celebrated Jennifer's birthday with a team dinner on Friday night, and then went out to this place called Howl at the Moon, which I was thoroughly impressed by. I'd never been there before.
There was less howling than I thought there was.
I know, yeah. There was.
There was a piano bar.
A lot of mooning.
It was a lot of fun.
But it brought the team together.
Mm-hmm.
It was a fun time where everyone kind of hung out, had a few beers. I will confess, I did not. I could have. But I chose, my fourth beer is still waiting for me somewhere between.
Jeffrey has four beers a year.
It might be in Fiji.
It could be. I could go for a beer in Fiji.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it too. But you never know.
They're not known for their beer, are they?
No, they're known for their water.
I know.
It's like Fiji water.
I love Fiji water.
Yeah, well, we'll see if they serve it on the airplane. That's like the key there.
It's Fiji Airlines, you would
hope.
Like,
hello, right. And if anyone has a couple of upgrades on Fiji Airlines, please.
Yeah, if you give them to us, we would be so grateful.
Oh, my God. So anyway, that's the challenge that you have right now. Your brain's awake, and I'm challenging you to use it, because now with this rest time, you're going to have more fertile time to think about yourself and what it is that you're hoping to achieve, not just in this coming year. But in your lifetime, you're going to get lifetime ideas now. Grab them.
So the key is to be in that relaxed state, to be in that mental mode where you're ready to take in new ideas. And as woo as it sounds, it may mean you need to start your day with meditation. It may mean you need to take more time to really get your mind and your brain ready so that you can begin to release those ideas.
Let me enunciate. That's meditation, not medication.
Meditation.
Right. Thank you for the ding.
I'm a fan of Headspace.
Thank you for the ding.
I love Andy. Jeffrey does not like Andy, but whatever meditation you use will work. There's one called Breathe that's really good. And if you have the Apple Watch, they have an Apple app that's pretty cool.
So there you go. Set your Apple Watches back 25 years.
So there's something we were talking about before the episode,
yeah.
Which is like a lot of people, not us, we're just going with ourselves, but a lot of people are spending Thanksgiving with a family member or two that they may not be the most fond of.
Correct.
And
Uncle Harry.
Yeah. And that family member may have the best idea for you.
Right. So you can't just write them off as Uncle Harry the jackass. You have to put them into perspective and say, I'm open to Uncle Harry. Whatever he says is not going to piss me off. I'm going to be nice to him. I'm going to ask him how he's doing. And I'm going to ask him for the best thing that he's done so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask Uncle Harry to engage me in a way that I've never asked him or Aunt Mary to engage me before. Aunt Mary, tell me the most critical piece of success that you've had in 2018. I would love to know that.
Yeah, and that may spur your brain for more ideas. And I'm not sure how I say your name. Hake says the result of successful sales is driven mostly by psychological or logical factors. Oh, it's a question.
Yeah. It's by psychological.
Is it psychological or logical? It's psychological.
Right. There's nothing logical about success. It's emotional.
Yes.
After you get the emotional idea and you follow it through with all your heart, there is a logical side that says, I need a game plan, but the game plan can contain a lot of emotion. You still need to have a structure no matter what. The sale is made emotionally, then justified logically. And it's the same with an idea. the idea comes upon you emotionally, and then logically you figure out if it's a feasible thing to do or not while not listening to other people.
So Allison says, totally agree. She loves brains.
Oh, cool.
And she loves the
brain. Is Allison a zombie? That's the question for everyone.
And she
type yes or no on Facebook. Is Allison a zombie?
What is that?
Allison,
what?
Do you use it from your Apple Watch? I'm just curious if you have an Apple Watch. Because that's how I actually discovered it. Because it was one of the, like, these are the best Apple Watch apps.
Is that like the haggis thing in Switzerland and Scotland? Brains.
Yeah. Rachel says Uncle Harry still buys stuff.
Right.
Exactly. That's right, Uncle Harry.
Uncle Harry has a credit. Uncle Harry has a credit card.
Uncle Harry still buys sneakers.
Uncle Harry, can I please borrow your credit card?
I want to get a shameless plug in here on that has to do with this topic. So the Sell or Die Network has another podcast called Hidden Stories with Jeremy Fulkerson. Go and subscribe to it on iTunes. And his podcast is all about discovering the hidden stories behind the people in your community, the people that you know and love who may have a story that you never knew about. And he challenged everyone, or he will challenge everyone on his Thanksgiving episode that's coming up, to get out, you know, talk to your family, find that person in your family at the Thanksgiving table that has a story that you've never heard of before.
Cool.
They all do.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Way to engage with the person you don't like.
Maybe it's when they were a teenager or when they were a youth or when they were in college, and you've never heard that story before. And I think that's a very powerful, very powerful thing. So you want to tell one?
A hidden story?
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
I don't have one offhand at the very moment.
No, I'm not asking for something like, you know, you don't want to confess.
I don't know.
I'm talking about a hidden story.
I don't know. Give me a minute to think on that one.
I'll give you mine.
You have a topic you want to know a story about, or like?
Well, I don't talk about it. I did talk about this story twice. Excuse me.
So it's one I've never heard?
You've heard it.
Oh.
I learned one thing in college.
Uh-huh.
I had one of those modern European history teachers that foamed at the side of his mouth. You know what I'm talking about? The white foam guys?
Oh, yeah.
And he was arguably the most boring teacher I'd ever heard in my life. And Lewis Poland sat next to me. And in honesty, I sometimes copied what Lewis Poland was writing in order to get a better grade. But one day, fading in and out of consciousness, the professor said, "The date in history doesn't matter. It is the response to that date in history that makes history."
Whoa.
I know. So it's all about the response, and it's the same in sales. It's the response. It's not about the guy buying anything. It's about what happens after they take ownership, the outcome of it. So think about it. Like, we were studying the Magna Carta at the time, and we were talking about all the outcomes of the Magna Carta, which I didn't really care about. But think about 9/11. We're still responding to that.
Mm-hmm.
We're still in history mode from that one day. And you're not going to forget it because the date is the date. It's 9/11, 2001, for those of you not paying attention. But the bottom line is, in your sale, when your customer buys something and they take delivery of it, that's just the beginning of the process.
Right.
What happens afterwards, that's the whole deal.
It's not about the answers that Louis put on his test. It's about the grade that you got from copying off of Louis.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly correct. I could never do it word for word. I always got like a B minus or a C. When this kid got straight A's, always pissed me off. I will tell you, though, the epilogue to that was when I finally quit college and went to Europe. I landed in among other countries, I landed in Austria. I was in Vienna. I didn't know who the Habsburgs were. And I had to stop and read. I realized how much I didn't know once I was confronted with, hey, what do you know? Well, because when I landed, I knew everything. It's just when I got there, I didn't know anything. So I think that every one of you diehards out there has to think about, number one, what's your response? Number two, what's the outcome? And number three, what do you really know? And you can get to some of these lessons by asking your relatives for their stories, because I promise you, their story will remind you of your story. In storytelling, it's called a topper. So you tell me a story about the time you fell down the stairs and broke your leg, and I'll tell you about the time that I actually had to go to the hospital
be carried.
You know, your story makes you think, makes
Top
me think
that.
Of my story. Yeah, exactly. Ah, you think you got a problem? Look at it. So
hopefully there are more positive stories than falling down the steps.
All right, Jenny, I'm going to challenge you with this. Yeah. We're very fortunate people in that we get to do things sometimes that others don't get a chance to do. A couple of weeks ago, we were in New York City and we went to see Bruce Springsteen. Jen bought tickets for me to go see Brucey. It was in October 30th. I can tell you exactly when it was because when we launched the Napoleon Hill book. And Bruce told New Jersey stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Bruce in a bowling alley. And he was talking about how he performed in bowling alleys when he was growing up. And I'm like, hey, that was me. Woo! I saw. But it also made you think about all the things that you went through in New Jersey with your family, with all the negativity, with all the positivity, with all the family things. And it was okay. He made the audience feel okay about the shit that happened to you in your life.
Yeah, he was able to tell stories in a way that made it very relatable. And great. You felt like, A, you knew him, and it made you think of your own stories for sure.
He was totally peaceful.
And it was a one-man show, and he performed for almost 3 hours straight.
Yeah.
If you're in New York or going there for the holidays, you should get tickets.
It's expensive, but I promise you, if you like Bruce.
Huh?
No, I know. But I can promise you, you will enjoy yourself. You'll spend $40 on the t-shirt.
you stole my notes.
I did.
Yeah, they're...
So we have a listener question from the Seller Die Hard Facebook group.
Wait, is this from Keen again?
This is Keen.
That bastard.
All right. Good start. Keen writes.
I love Keen. Let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. I love Keen. Yeah. Keen, one of my favorite guys.
I am about to start a new role in the marketing department. Our company offers individual insurance programs. My task is to generate leads from our existing clients. How do I creatively produce hot leads out of an existing database?
Come on, Keen. This is the easiest thing on the planet. You're talking to people that are already giving you money. You're talking to people that are already in your database, in your wheelhouse, and certainly in your revenue stream. So you can call them up and say that it's a courtesy call, and you're talking to them about making certain that they have peace of mind, making certain that their family's protected, and make certain that they are protected. So that if, God forbid, something happens, you're going to be okay.
So, Keen, here's the cool thing. Like, as your customer, hopefully your database tells you what kind of insurance they have with you and what kind they don't. And so you should be able to segment each customer into different groups and be able to send out very targeted value messages based on what they don't have with you.
Exactly. So, Keen, here's what you tell the customer, look, Mr. Jones, I'm calling you today because I know you have this, but I'm concerned that you don't have this.
Yeah.
And you have this, but I'm concerned that you don't have this.
If you're trying to produce hot leads in mass and not make, I don't know how many marketing people make phone calls, which making phone calls is cool and unique, but a lot of marketing people are more so responsible for emails, then I would go down the value messaging route and make sure it's targeted.
Yeah.
Like, you know, give them something they don't have.
And Keen, if you still need more help, we just helped launch a program called the Lifetime Income Series, which is all about insurance sales.
That's right. And founding members can enroll. If you want to be a founding member, you can enroll in the course up until midnight tomorrow night. And then the course doors. You okay?
I'm dying.
Would you like to go out? Would you like to go get some water or something?
No, I'm fine. We're live.
No one will mind if you take a break.
I'm not breaking.
Okay.
And that's final.
So,
you're breaking down, but you're not breaking.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I'm breaking in half.
It's going to be fun to sit next to Jeffrey on an 18-hour.
Why is our screen locked?
I don't know. It's going to be fun to sit next to Jeffrey on an 18-hour plane ride.
What do you mean it's going to be fun?
You're coughing.
It's going to be amazing.
I just don't want
I'm bringing
sick germs,
peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
All right, okay. So we'll get that link into the chat.
It's lifetimeincomeseries.com, and here's the deal. Doors are closing tomorrow at midnight, and they really are closing. It's not like doors are closing. No, they really are closing. They'll reopen, and there'll be another launch, but the price will be more, so if you're in insurance, check it out.
And there's a whole section that's coming up on pivoting. pivoting from one insurance product to another. And I think that's what Keen is
looking for. Exactly. Because that's key. I mean, they're already your customer. It doesn't matter if you're insurance, if you're in insurance sales or not. You should be coming up with a plan for 2019 with how you can go deeper with each of your customers. They're your best leads. They already know you and love you. How can you go
They've
deeper?
They've already given you money.
How can you
expand? You have
expand?
Their credit card on file. Dude, ding it.
That question came to us on the Facebook page, the Seller Diehards group. So visit Facebook today, search for Seller Diehards to request access to our exclusive group for fans of the show. There's sales conversations happening organically on that page. It's super cool.
Who's coming up, Jen?
And okay, so we have a really amazing week this week. You guys are going to be, a lot of you are going to be driving in your cars. And we'll have some time to listen to the show, which is great. Get caught up. We have Vince Bees, and he's going to talk about sales consultants and how they can help or hurt your business.
Ooh.
And then on Wednesday, we have Sales Manager Spotlight with Lauren Merman. And on Thursday...
I like her.
Yeah, I love her. She's great. On Thursday, we have an amazing... Thanksgiving message, because obviously it's like Turkey Day.
It is?
Yeah, and it's
short. That's coming up on Thursday, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, on Thursday. It's short, and you know, just take a minute in between bites to check it out.
Yeah. Wipe that gravy off your face and listen to Sell or Die.
Oh, Matt Abrams is here. Hey,
whoa,
Matt. Are
hey,
you
Matt.
Listening with your new headphones? We want to know.
Yeah, exactly. So, I want to thank everybody, since this is the thanking season.
Yeah, thank you guys for being great diehards.
We, a couple of weeks ago, we ellipsed the 100,000 download a month mark, which is a major thing in podcasting. We are very grateful for it and for you.
And our next big milestone is going to be 1 million downloads. Like, we're almost at the 1 million download mark, which is going to be so freaking cool.
That's right. And we are adding some new podcasts to the Sell or Die Network. So we're really thankful for that as well. Mm-hmm. We've got some great podcasts for you coming up.
That's right.
So for all you turkey lovers out there, I want to make sure that you have the best, happiest, healthiest, safest Thanksgiving on
brainiest.
The planet. Brainiest.
Brainiest.
Capture the ideas, even from Uncle Harry and Aunt Mary. And we will see you shortly. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm challenging you to get out there and eat more food than you can possibly put in your body and then go make a sale, even if your ass falls off.
Oh, yeah.